The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New research shows that people who have undertaken a knee replacement surgery are surprised by the speed of recovery as it empowers people to reclaim their active lives. Now, BlackRock Health has launched a new campaign. It's called What You Need to Know, KNWD. A dreadful pun, but there you go. It's appropriate. What you need to know to educate people about knee replacement surgery and to dispel some common myths. I'm joined now by the man who's going to debunk all of those myths surrounding knee surgery, Mr. Philip Brady, leading consultant orthopaedic surgeon at BlackRock Health. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, some of the myths. First of all, knee replacement surgery is only for older people.
Incorrect, Pat. It's an option for a far broader section of the population that you'd imagine. In fact, over a quarter of knee replacements that we do nowadays are between the age of 50 and 65. Younger patients, great candidates for rehabilitation, great understanding of what's required on their behalf to get a good outcome from the surgery, not just from what we offer as surgeons and the support team, but what they bring to the party, if you like, in terms of getting the good success rates for themselves.
Now, one of the reasons why, you know, hip surgery and knee surgery were thought to be the province only of older people was they were concerned about the longevity of the replacement joint. And sure, if you get it when you're 80, it'll last my time. If you get it when you're 50, will it last for the rest of my life?
Well, it may or it may not, but in general terms, it probably will. Knees always lag behind hip replacements in terms of longevity, but over 82% of knee replacements last in excess of 25 years now, which is really good. There's been huge advances in terms of the technology that we utilise to put knees into people, the actual knee replacements themselves, but most importantly, what we offer in terms of preparing the patient themselves for the surgery and the supports that are present for them after the surgery. Setting expectations really is the key to success for knee replacement surgery. And I think in the past, people were enrolled into an operation, possibly strong-armed into an operation, and they never felt that it was the right thing for them or they got the result that they expected.
And that's the question of expectations. By the way, what is the requirement for a knee replacement? I mean, people have knee surgeries, but they're not necessarily replacements. So at what point do you definitively need a knee replacement?
Well, if you're suffering from essentially intractable pain that's not responding to non-surgical options, that would include modifications in your lifestyle, making sure that weight is not a huge contributing factor to your symptoms, medications, injection type treatments, all of which haven't worked for you, physical therapy. If you've exhausted all of those options and you have intractable pain that's interfering with your quality of life, well, then knee replacement is possibly an option for you. But the decision about that really is made by an expert. You know, you have to see someone who made that decision for you and discuss the pros and cons. And then after that, if it is indicated for you, the question is it right for you?
Yeah. Now, what I was really getting at is what actually has gone wrong with the knee that necessitates a knee replacement? I mean, you know, mechanically, if you could describe what is probably likely to have gone wrong for you.
Well,
is it wear and tear?
It's wear and tear. It's mechanical wear. And there are many different types of arthritis. We all know about osteoarthritis, which is essentially wear and tear. Anything that moves like a hinge in a door or a piston in an engine is prone to wear, and the knee is the same. Now, there are other types of arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory arthritis. They're a little bit more, you know, aggressive, but they all end up at the same end point as where the joint is worn out. And that will cause two things. It will cause pain and it will cause stiffness. And those two things in combination then cause dysfunction of the joint.
Now, what causes that wear and tear? I mean, you see people who are trotting around doing marathons when they're in their 70s and they've never had a replacement joint. Is it something to do with the quality of lubricant that is there, that is somehow dried up on people?
It's multifactorial, Pat. There's lots of reasons why knees wear out at different ages and different people. You know, there's a genetic disposition in families. There's, you know, a lifestyle that's led up to this point where their knee is worn out, excess weight throughout their life, you know, things like that. Occupation and certain things like that, they're really not an issue. But really, the die is cast in terms of genetics and the lifestyle that you've led up to that point in time. But, you know, lubrication of the joint is important. It's part of the treatment leading up to knee replacement. There are lubricating injections, steroid injections. There are a multitude of injections. And there's lots of anecdotal sort of advice that patients get from friends and family and anyone who wishes them well to kind of get better. But not everyone is experiencing the same problem. And then finally, Pat, people's approach to their arthritis, you know, you can have a very stoic person who doesn't do pain, if you like, in inverted commas, and you have someone who may just be, you know, with early arthritis, very discommoded. So you have to kind of gauge the treatment that's appropriate for the patient. It's not just a case of trying a bit of everything and seeing what fits. It should be tailor-made to the patient. And I think that's where a lot of bad outcomes can occur.
Now, another myth would be that you spend ages in hospital and then you might even have to go to a nursing home before you're back on your feet. What's the truth?
The truth is that it doesn't take too long in the hospital. Now, you can do day case knee replacement surgery, but unfortunately in Ireland, in all aspects of healthcare in Ireland, we're just not geared up for community-based follow-up in the first few days after discharge from the hospital in terms of the perioperative period. But it is an option. I mean, we can do that. But we generally have patients in the hospital for anywhere between 2 to 5 days, depending on their requirements. And everyone's requirements are different. Everyone's getting the same operation, but their post-operative requirements are different. And that's thoroughly assessed and a bespoke rehabilitation program is put in place ahead of the surgery. And again, that's a key to success.
How sturdy are these joints? I mean, I remember I had a problem with the knee, synovial chondromatosis for the untutored. And they took the synovial lining of the knee away. But when I woke up, I was already on a machine back and forward. But in other words, the knee was moving. What is the current practice with a knee replacement? Is it strong enough to take that immediate exercise?
Absolutely. The minute the knee replacement is put into your body, it's as strong as it will be in 20 years' time, please goodness. Now, if you were to ask me, is it strong enough to jump up and down and on a trampoline that afternoon? The answer is yes. Will you feel like doing that? Absolutely not, because surrounding your knee is a soft tissue envelope. Your muscles, your ligaments, the tissues that support your knee, allow it to move, give, you know, all of those things are highly inflamed after the surgery. The body considers the surgery to be nothing more than an injury. The surgeon getting in there is essentially an injury to this already, you know, frail, sore, inflamed knee. And it's a double hit. The surgery is an extra hit. So we focus very, very much on bespoke pain management systems for each individual patient to allow them to immediately get up and start walking on the knee and sort of block all of that. And then we taper that down rapidly over the 5 days.
So are you on crutches? Are you on a walking stick, or what's the story?
Well, you start off in a frame on day one. You get up because it's a four-posted frame, so you have stability. Mm-hmm. Most people are off that within the first day and you're on to crutches. And then we recommend crutches there's different ways of doing a knee replacement, but depending on the type of knee replacement you're having done and the approach that your surgeon has chosen, generally on crutches for anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks, depending on the approach and how much muscle has been involved in the approach.
Now, you mentioned the muscle damage and so on, and, you know, it is an injury to the body. It's an affront, really.
It is.
I don't know whether you do the bikini hip, so-called, because I've come across that where someone got it done in Cork, I think it was, and literally within days was trotting around the place.
Because
there was little damage done to the muscles. Is there any technique whereby you can bypass some of the injury to the muscles in the knee?
Yes, there has been less invasive approaches utilized in knees, but unfortunately, the outcomes in terms of patient satisfaction scores early, that's, you know, within the first 6 months in the recovery and in the long term, are no better than those using a more conventional approach. And I think at the end of the day, with the advent of robotic assisted surgery, which is highly accurate compared to conventional surgery, although conventional surgery in the hands of a high volume surgeon like myself has been shown to be just as equal. You need the access to get in there. And really, with excellent pain management, it makes no difference whether you have a small incision or a large incision around the knee once your pain management is optimized.
So typically, and I know there's no typical case, but say on average, how soon might someone be walking unaided after a knee replacement?
Well, I had a patient in with me 2 weeks ago. I've just come back from a short break, and I had a patient in with me 2 weeks ago who was walking unaided 3 weeks after the surgery, was driving their car 3 weeks after the surgery, and required no isolement 6 weeks following the surgery, had no need for any pain relief from the 4 week postoperative mark. And I had another patient about 2 weeks before that, within the past month, who had done a swim, a very, very long swim, 6 weeks after the surgery. This is probably more of an exception to the rule, without any pain relief 6 weeks after the surgery. But on average, people are on pain relief for the first 4 to 6 weeks after surgery. But it's a very, very low dose, you know, paracetamol-based pain relief at that stage of the recovery.
Now, you mentioned driving there, but if your knee, if you do your right knee, then you've got a problem because you accelerate on brake. But if you have an automatic car or a hybrid, if your left knee is done, you could presumably drive happily.
Absolutely, Pat. And I think, you know, driving's a really important part of the recovery. It's the Thelma and Louise moment. It's an emancipation. It's where you finally get some independence. So there's a lead up to the surgery. There's the emotional, you know, investment leading up to the surgery. Everyone's on tender hooks when you get home from the operation. And everyone realizes fairly quickly that you're doing quite well. But then once you can start getting out of the house yourself, not relying on someone for a lift here, a lift there, or doing the things you like doing that requires you to be independent, that's a great moment in the recovery. So I encourage people to get back driving as soon as possible. No restrictions.
Now, there are other knee operations as well. I mean, I have a pal who was promised that 8 weeks post-surgery, his knee would be fine and he'd be pain-free. Attempted to play golf with him yesterday. He was not pain-free. He was So what do you do in a situation like where expectations are not delivered upon?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, and it's very difficult to comment on your friend's situation because there are so many types of
surgery.
but you know, if it was a knee replacement or something else, it may have been a different surgery. There's so many surgeries that we offer for so many different problems with the knee. But I really think it all boils down to patient expectations. And, you know, if someone's genuinely sore, there may be a problem. Your doctor, your orthopedic surgeon is kind of mandated, and they would, even without a mandate, investigate you for any post-operative complications such as infection, etc. But in the absence of any complication that can be identified, there's no doubt that setting the patient's expectations appropriately is the key to success here. And I mean, having a candid conversation with your doctor, who nowadays is just the same as you as a patient, just another you know, human being, another member of the community who's been trained to do something for you. But you know, the days of being, you know, having not being able to ask questions and have a casual conversation, they're gone, Pat. It should be very accessible, very friendly, and then you have a surgeon who's the expertise to execute this surgery for you.
Okay, some questions. After a knee operation, will it bend more than 90 degrees? That's from Tom.
It should do. The range of motion that you have before the surgery correlates very closely with the range of motion you'll get after the surgery. So if you go into the surgery stiff, you may have some residual stiffness in comparison to the other side. But generally, we would accept 90 degrees as the minimum bend after surgery.
I had knee cartilage removed due to a sports injury, so I have very little in my left knee and can no longer run regularly due to it. I'm in my early 40s. Is there any way I can repair it? That's from Anthony.
There are a number of options there. So first of all, you can treat the symptoms without treating the underlying cause, and that would be with the use of injection therapy. There are surgical options. You can consider meniscal transplant surgery, which is highly specialized and performed only by a handful of surgeons in Ireland. Or you can consider if it was advanced arthritis in that compartment of your knee where the cartilage is taken out, Anthony, there is an option for compartmental or partial knee replacement in that compartment alone. However, people who have a unicompartmental or a partial knee replacement done, who eventually wear out the rest of the knees, the rest of the knee catches up over, you know, 6 to 8 years, and they end up having that partial knee converted to a total knee, those patients, their total knee replacement is never quite as good in terms of satisfaction outcome scores as someone who's a total done in the first place. But it depends on the patient's, you know, Anthony's age, he's young, and their circumstances, and just how bad their arthritis is.
David asks, another one, is it possible to run again if you've had a full knee operation? My operation was 18 months ago. I'm 60 years old.
Yes, it is possible. People don't like kneeling on their knees. Knee replacement in the majority of cases in Western Europe, you know, and certainly up to 80% of patients, the kneecap is not replaced as part of the primary knee replacement surgery. In 20%, it is. Whether you have your kneecap replaced or not, and that's a decision the surgeon makes based on how much arthritis there is involved in the kneecap, it doesn't matter. People don't like kneeling on their knees. Now, gardening patients, patients of mine who enjoy gardening, people who need to get down, say tradesmen who are getting down to do work in their knees, you know, two pillows for the gardener and good knee pads for the tradesman, no problem. But running shouldn't be an issue.
I think I'm still in the younger category, 58 years of age. I got double knee replacement surgery last July, was back doing a little running by Christmas, last Christmas, and the work goes on. If you need to get it done, get it done. That's from Martin. If you're a runner and your knee niggles a little bit, is it okay to run on it? Would a marathon be out of the question?
Yeah, so that's a great question. For, assuming that it's due to a little bit of wear and tear, usually in the kneecap and the runners, it's fine to run on it. You're doing yourself no harm. Once you've had an assessment done by your physiotherapist, by your GP, or even by an orthopedic surgeon, and you've outruled anything serious, it's not cancer, it's not a heart attack. All that's happening is you're experiencing the symptoms of your degeneration, and you're making matters no worse for yourself or your surgeon should something need to be done in the future.
Mr. Philip Brady, leading consultant orthopedic surgeon at BlackRock Health, thank you very much for enlightening us all.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.